Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me for another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. Today, you'll hear me speaking with a client live on a pre-recorded line. And it's a very short clip, but it's something that I feel like is important realistically for us to be mindful of and to understand what sometimes can look as one thing can realistically be another. And when it comes to food and eating, how people that love us show their support can come up in various ways around various things. And so in this call, I was speaking with a client about her husband's love and how it's showing up around her food. Remember, when you're in a family construct, everybody has their own distinct relationship with food and their own feelings about that for themselves and maybe for you too. What is their relationship with you? And then how do they feel about your food and maybe how they feel about your eating or how they want to help you? And the reality is those messages may not be clear on the front end or why they exist or what we want to do with them. It's important to recognize that we all have a relationship with food. Some of our relationships are just more tangled than others, realistically. And so it's important to realize that in a family construct. And then how do we show love for one another? For some of us, it is about feeding the other person or making sure that they're fed. And then what do you do with that if you are eating different or don't want to eat the same anymore? This caller wasn't necessarily dealing with that specific issue, but I've had many clients dealing with that piece and understanding how to get support and encouragement and how to support each other in change is imperative. Take a listen to this caller though, and what's come up for her in her husband showing his love for her around her food. You might glean some insight. And as always, thank you so very much for listening.
Hi. Couple questions related to the first call topic. My husband is supportive, but he says he doesn't want to eat my food because I put all this work into making it, and he doesn't want me to be without my food. And I have told him that he can eat my food, and this isn't just a weight loss thing. This is kind of a lifestyle change. Like, we're going to keep eating similarly to this, but how else can I help him embrace that it's okay? And he's not really a picky eater, so that's not where it's coming from. I think he feels like he's just going to leave me in the lurch if he would eat up all my food, which I don't think he would because he's respectful enough. I mean, he eats some, but I can't imagine he's going to eat it all.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think he would eat it all? Is that like a real concern?
Possibly, because he's kind of a workaholic. He comes home late. He could just grab and eat a lot. But I think over time, like if he adjusts the fact that this is a more of a lifestyle change, that he would know, like, oh, I better save some for Yeah, I'm not positive, but was curious if you have more thoughts or guidance around that.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a couple of things I'm thinking. One, it sounds almost like a primal fear. That's why I asked, is it realistic? You know, there's a primal nature to men that they want to make sure that their woman has enough, especially food. Like, that's a primal thing. So I'm wondering, that's why I asked, is it realistic, or are we dealing with like a primal fear, which could be something from his background or could be something that you guys kind of share together. So those are, you know, it's just kind of an interesting thought. And it is what can happen in relationships, it's what happens for moms with children too. So in any case, in looking at that premise, it would be interesting to have a conversation around it. And
yeah, definitely.
You know, yeah, is it a primal thing? Is it that he's just really worried about you and loves you and wants to make sure you succeed, and he doesn't want to be the one to mess it up? And he wants to make sure that you have enough food. So there's like a primal component to that. That's one part that you can talk to him about. Strategically speaking, you know, the other part that you could do is if there's a, so you make a big whatever, a big pot of, you know, chili that's on plan or whatever that is, then it could be that you put aside, if you want to put aside a little bit for yourself and then put in a separate container what he can have at, so to speak, like that could just be his. He could choose to eat it all or choose to eat none or choose to eat half. But strategically speaking, you could do that so then both of you know, hey, this is my boundary, this is my container, and then here's your container.
Okay.
So that, you know, then he knows you're quote-unquote taken care of, right? You took care of yourself, you put it aside, you've got your whatever you need, if it's for tomorrow, lunch, or whatever that is. But that whatever's left in the crock pot or left in the container that's blue, if he's blue and you'd be green, right, whatever that is, right, or you'd be red, like get different color containers, that whatever's in the green container is totally his. And you're not worried about it, and you don't have to have him worry about it.
Okay.
So strategically speaking, that's kind of an easy fix. And then having a conversation around it would be super interesting, because I wonder if it's a combination of, you know, his fear of like what he, just because he may do things fast, he may get home and be hungry, he may not want to set you off or, you know, throw you off balance. So he's got a lot of concerns there, which are all very sweet and kind and nice. And in that, then you can commend him for that and tell him how much you love him for that. And here's a good strategy that we could use. So you don't have to worry if it's in the green container, it's all yours. I've taken care of myself and I have enough. And I just want to let you know that I have enough and I love you for caring so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.